You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
There we go. Another set of tires gone.
Yeah, that's right. And the video I have going on my YouTube channel tomorrow has a little tire squeal in it.
Excellent.
Which never happens. But, you know, every Saturday morning I hear the tire squeal and then your yeehaw, and it's a good day.
Well, every new car pretty much has traction control anyways, eh? So it's hard to peel rubber.
It is. And, you know, if you don't mess with those systems, you typically don't hear a tire squeal. But I was driving a sports car in that episode, and there's a little tire squeal. So, speaking of which, we've got Sean Shapiro on the show later, so we'll talk to him about that, whether I'm going to get, you know, arrested or whatever for that.
Oh, you mean for excessive noise?
Well, who knows what the charge is? We can ask him.
Oh, that's what the noise is. Well, yeah. Well, just...
There's that. I mean, they've got all these other charges, street racing, stunt driving, whatever. I don't have any experience with those. So.
It's not just the automatic such and such for being an a-hole or anything like that, eh?
That all falls into the same category.
I found somebody this week, as a matter of fact, going down Bathurst Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's tentative times right now. All kinds of bad crap going on. And it was one of these guys with no exhaust system. And it would bang. And I saw these two old people on the side of the road just crap themselves, okay? Because, you know, ugly. What's going on?
Well, you know, I mean, we're fortunate in Canada. We don't really know what gunshots sound like.
Right,
if
right.
You do, because I do shoot guns in the States from time to time.
Well, people watch movies.
Well, those are fake sounds. That's not what guns really sound like. But some of these stupid exhausts can sound like that.
That's what it sounded to me.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
I'm in the car business. And I thought, what kind of goofball is
this? Modern goofy. I hate that stuff. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should introduce our guest in the studio, Hamza Hussein from AutoPair.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Great for you to join us. And tell us a little bit about AutoPair quickly.
Yeah, so AutoPair is Canada's first direct-to-consumer warranty provider. Disrupting the way warranty plans are usually purchased through the dealership. It's direct-to-consumer, all online, easy process. Great plans, great coverage.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that a fair bit during today's show. And, of course, we've got Sean Shapiro showing up a little bit later, if he answers his phone.
That's right, and we're going to ask him all about these questions that we have about excessive noise and squealing tires.
Yeah, what kind of trouble I'm going to get into.
And you know what, and I saw his notes, you know, what we wanted to talk about. So I purposely did a head count as I came down the parkway today because, you know, I'm so used to seeing every second driver on their telephone. But people were good today.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, the slowest lane was the left, which is a bothersome kind of thing, you know.
Well, that's normal for Toronto.
Yeah, but I didn't catch that many people on their phone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Although I did on Thursday night I did. I love it when you go by somebody. I'm passing them on the inside because the outside lane's but and I see them with their phone. You can't see this, but it's right at their mouth.
Oh, you know? Yeah, exactly. Can't tell you're talking on your phone.
No, and I had, there was a sign, too, on the highway here that said distracted driving, automatic 3-day suspension. I didn't know how many people know about that. I didn't.
It was over a year ago, but big charges if you're caught on your phone.
All right, Ashley's behind the board, and she's waving her hands like, we got to take a break, guys. You know, I'm so used to be told by a woman, we're going to jump out. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're doing our best to exercise political correctiveness right here on... AM 740. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and our pal Hamza Hussein from AutoPair.ca.
Yep.
Glad you could make it.
Appreciate it.
So I hope that nobody squeals tires because, for example, I mean, tire squealing is not going to be a covered component, right?
Nope, not at all. That's considered maintenance, wear and tear, tires, brake pads and rotors, et cetera.
Right, well, exactly. And the whole idea of a warranty is to cover your car from, or light truck, whatever you're driving, you know, from a manufacturer's defect, not from your silliness, right?
Manufacturer's defect or mechanical breakdown coverage. That's, I feel like that's the best way to put it.
Oh, that's leaving yourself wide open. Mechanical breakdown. Okay.
Well, but also these guys are professionals. They kind of know what's up. But
yeah.
So let's break it down for our listeners what auto pair is.
Yeah. So auto pair warranty, direct to consumer auto warranty plans for used vehicles, basically covering all types of makes and models. We don't discriminate with any makes or models as long as the vehicle is 10 years or newer. And less than 200,000 kilometers, you qualify for one of our plans. Go online on our website, www.autopair.ca, and you could purchase coverage right away.
Now, the idea of the different plans, what is the, how's that break down? More in time or cost or both, I guess?
So it's a little bit of both. So with our first plan, it's our standard plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's coverage for 2 years, unlimited kilometers. We then have the Works and the Works Plus. With the standard, to qualify for that plan, it's the vehicle must be 10 years or newer and less than 200,000 kilometers.
Right.
And then the Works and Works Plus, which is our more comprehensive coverage, compares to more what the dealerships offer. That the vehicle must be 6 years or newer for that plan and less than 120,000 kilometers.
Sorry, when you say comprehensive, do you mean in, as far as how many more components? What do you mean exactly?
Components, electronic and high-tech components are being mainly covered on the newer vehicles, so on the more comprehensive plans.
Right.
As well as the repair limit is the difference. So on the standard plan, there's a repair limit of only 3,000 per claim.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Works and Works Plus comprehensive, we got the 6,000 per claim repair limit.
Now, we were talking earlier in the show, and I run a repair shop for many years, and Brian pays for car repairs too. And so this, you know, there are these limitations that are in place or are important for people to use. But the best thing that we learned from that was if the place where my car is broken down doesn't want to do the repair for what the prescribed limit is, you guys can help them.
Yeah, for sure. We have great extensive claims department.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have great network with repair facilities across Canada.
Right.
So we can definitely send our customers to any preferred repair facility who will do the work. And we also are great at sourcing our own parts as well, helping customers not pay out of pocket if there is a diagnosis above the repair limit.
That's great. So, you know, you're not in a pissing match where it's like, you know, I can only get this much money, but I need to get the car fixed. You're going to help them out. You're not just leaving them high and dry.
Yeah, our focus is to take care of the customer first, and that's kind of a different approach in the auto industry as a whole. But yeah, we put the customer first, and we try to get the vehicle back on the road as soon as possible. That's our main priority here.
I think that was a backhanded compliment there.
Well, I mean, you know, especially here on this show, well, we do hear about how
bad things happen to good people.
Oh, yeah, there's that. But, you know, how dealers or repair facilities treat their customers. I mean, your experience is different because you've been hands-on, but we've all heard those terrible stories. I'm sure you have too.
I have too. I just get upset when people just reserve it for the car repair business because I know it goes all through the gamut of society.
Of course.
I mean, I changed dentists because I knew that his plan was every time he walked out of his office, he'd look at the picture of the yacht, the new boat, sailboat that he wanted to buy and expected me to have to pay for it. You know, I mean, so.
Kind of the same for me. My dentist is also a racer, and we know how expensive racing is.
Yeah. Well, okay. Our dishwasher crapped out. And I thought I'd get it fixed. It wasn't that old. And then the story from the repair guy was, I wasn't going to stand on my head. I needed it fixed, right? But then when I researched it afterwards, I went, yeah, he was kind of bending the truth there a little bit, you know. But I understand because I've been in the repair business. People have to make a living, you know. But of course, you know, we want a truthful answer. I mean, it's part of the issue, too, I guess. I mean, for example, when someone's car breaks down on the road, they don't know what's wrong with it. So what do they need to do at that point?
Yeah, so at that point, they can tow the vehicle to any licensed repair facility of their choice.
Anyone they want?
Anyone they want.
Okay.
And also, they don't have to have the headache of any deductibles. All of our plans are zero deductible. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so they take it to the repair facility. They request a diagnostic report to be done on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. That report will have the vehicle information, of course, the initial complaints on why it was brought in, the mechanic's notes, and then the recommended repairs. They then submit that report over to our submission portal on our website. Our mm-hmm. claims department promises a 12 to 24-hour resolution period. Well, they'll look at the claim, create a new claim ticket. As long as the component is covered and it's listed on the warranty plan contract, it's a covered component. We approve the claim, and the car's back on the road, 12 to 24 hours.
Well, quickly, though, I mean, if someone's en route to go to a wedding in Buffalo, they could go ahead and get the repair done, pay for it, and then deal with the warranty afterwards, right?
Exactly. But we do recommend, though, because of different pricing on parts and things like that, wait for our approval first. We also have a towing allowance as well and a car rental allowance. So if that's the case, for example.
That was going to be on my next question, but we've got to take a break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gilman and husband Hussein, sorry.
Hamza Hussein.
Yes, from Auto Pair. And joining us on the line is Mark Sack Anderson from Wrench Spinner. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah. I'm looking outside and the wind's blowing and the trees are getting kind of naked. The leaves are all over the ground. What time is that, Mark?
It sounds like winter prep time.
Exactly. And we were talking before the show and you said that people were being good this year because they've kind of been negligent over the past.
They have. Over the last couple of years, with everything that's gone on, mm-hmm. A lot of people were dragging their heels or even didn't even bother. All one with the excuse, you know, I'm really not driving anywhere. We're not doing anything. So, yeah, I'm just not going to bother this year.
Well, you know, I actually made that suggestion to a few people, you know, like older folks that had only put on 1,000 kilometers since the last time I changed their tires. So I'd suggest, you know, say you could save yourself some money by not changing them for the amount of driving that you're actually doing. But there was some issues as far as that goes, when people are driving their winter tires through the summer?
Well, this is what I'm beginning to see. You've had some people that just haven't bothered changing them over for a couple of years.
Right.
And unfortunately, that hot weather where they've gone, you know, we're not going anywhere, but all of a sudden decide, you know what, we're going to do a couple of trips up to the cottage and around, and the first thing that's going to kill those winter tires quicker than anything else mm-hmm. is a summer road trip.
Yeah.
Well, heat is the enemy with tires, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And with the silica compound on those winter tires, they're just not designed for it. So we're finding that, you know, a lot of these tires are prematurely worn out, and it's a shock and a surprise when, but they're only 2 or 3 years old. Yeah, unfortunately, running them through the summer, just, you know, killed them a little prematurely. But I am getting a lot of people that are, we got caught last year with that early December snow, and a lot of people panicked last minute and realized, well, you can't just do it today.
Yeah. So their lack of planning is your fault. I've been there.
Yeah. So a lot of people are pre-booking appointments, getting in early. And one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, especially just with the tires, is for your insurance, when you put that insurance rebate on for winter tires, your insurance company wants those tires on by the end of October, November 1st. Mm-hmm. And if you get into an accident without winter tires, they could technically deny your claim.
Oh, altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, they're insurance companies. Of course they're going to do that.
All right. Besides tires, what else do people need to get done to their vehicles?
Just a simple, easy check over. Mm-hmm. Stocking up for that winter drives and the case that you do get stuck. Extra windshield washer fluid in the car. Uh-huh. Take out all the summer weight, the deck chairs, and all the rest of that kind of stuff. I do recommend that people get a power bank for cell phones, just in case you're stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, a blanket or something, just to know. I got caught on the DVP for multiple hours last year. and making sure the gas tank's filled up. Run on the top half of the half tank as opposed to the bottom half of the half tank.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, get it in, make sure it's all good, tuned up. You're good to go.
Exactly. The whole point is to do the preparation. You know, you hate to find out after the fact that that scraping noise from your windshield is because you have no wiper blade left, eh?
I've seen that before.
But you only need them when you need them, and at which point they don't work, right?
Well, I mean, during the summer, how often, I mean, we're starting to get into that rainy season now, but it is amazing how you don't, in fact, my wife's car, we took my daughter to university the other weekend. I went to use her wipers and went, these are horrible.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I used them. I wouldn't know. But it's just one of those preemptive quick checks. So, yeah, you're not caught in that first sleet snowstorm going, I can't see.
Exactly. Same thing with the windshield washer. I don't see it too much nowadays, but a few years ago I used to see the pink washer fluid. They stopped selling it?
I have not seen it. Forever.
Right.
In fact,
which is a good thing.
I don't even know if you can buy the summer bug. They used to call it, advertise it as bug washer fluid.
Right.
And I did have a couple of clients, as you say, years ago,
yeah,
come in saying their washer fluid wasn't working and it was frozen.
Right, exactly. And in the old days, you know, it was just a little plastic 1 liter bottle that sat inside the fender. Well, now it's buried inside the car.
Yeah.
So
it's a few liters.
Exactly. So not so easy just to get it thawed out.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing they stopped selling that. And so, again, back to the tires. So just the fact that you see lots of tread isn't the only answer then, correct?
Absolutely not. I mean, tires are supposed to be soft and supple. Mm-hmm. And what happens is with these tires, and I've seen even tires 13 years old with great tread.
Oh,
these things are just separating, all dried out. And it's like an old hard eraser. It's just not going to do anything for you.
Oh, you got to turn it around. That's the ink side you're trying to use, eh? Mark, what's the people want to come in for service? Where are you?
I am at 901 Kipling Avenue in Etobicoke.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there from Monday to Friday. And the phone number is 416-233-4671.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And hopefully people make those appointments so they don't all show up at the same time.
That would be nice.
There you go. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
All right. Take care, guys, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gimlin and Hamza Hussein from Auto Pair, and we are talking about car warranties. And you know, if you wake up one day and you realize your new car warranty has lapsed, you might want to give you guys a call.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of going back to the dealership and asking for an extended warranty, which is possible, but obviously the pricing of that warranty is a lot higher. With our warranty, you can save up to 200% for an extended warranty, and the coverage is, if not better. Also, with our warranty plans, you can actually earn air miles as well. We've recently partnered up with Air Miles.
That's right.
Yeah, Canada's number one rewards program, so it's great.
So basically, at this point, people are dealing directly with you rather than, because the other warranty companies go through the dealership, so everybody has their own markup kind of thing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, that's it. So with us, we skip the middleman, and that's where the savings comes from.
Plus, you guys have an offer for our listeners.
Yes, we do. For all the listeners, the offer is Dave's, D-A-V-E-S, 100. That'll get you $100 off on any of the plans on our website.
That's very cool. That is very cool, and thank you for that.
And the plans are flexible. I mean, especially in the case of, you know, it's not a new car. It's a used car or a car with some mileage on it. And, again, the value is only going to be so much. But you have different coverages that cost different amounts of money, correct?
Correct, yes.
And people don't have to. And the other thing is, too, I mean, when you buy a warranty from the dealership, normally you're paying for the whole thing up front.
Right.
You know, you're paying, and that warranty, excuse me, can be $3,000 or $4,000. But with yours, you've got an option of which one you want to take and even how you want to pay it off.
Yeah, exactly. So with dealerships, they'll tend to build that price into the cost of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to finance that or throw it into the loan and you pay monthly. So with us as well, we also have monthly payment plan options depending on which plan you do decide to go with. We have 0% interest refinancing plans on approved credit, of course. And then we also have some internal payment plan options as well. So nine equal monthly payments, six equal monthly payments. So all pretty much customizable and tailored for our, the needs of our customers.
Now, we're all car guys, so we kind of know what things may or may not be covered. But for those listening, maybe you can explain, because people may think it's a full blanket that's covering the whole car, but it really is not.
Yes.
And that's how these warranties are sold at the dealer, right? They're kind of sold bumper to bumper, but it's not quite true.
No, it's not. Because, for example, manufacturer's warranty. So I like to break up warranty when speaking to customers about our warranty plans. Break up warranty into two tiers. Tier one is the manufacturer's warranty, right? Mm-hmm. That manufacturer's warranty, I'd say, in my opinion, is the most comprehensive warranty. Now, they have their extended version once that's over, and that's where you pay your money to get that kind of coverage. And then there's tier two, which is the extended warranties. Those are also sold through the dealerships, but it's through a third party. That's where we come in, and we compete on the tier two level, but obviously saving that majority of that cost. Now, in terms of your question on what's covered and what's not, a lot of our plans cover all the major components, which would cause a repair bill to be a lot of money for a customer.
So, for example, a transmission quits or you have a full engine breakdown.
Yeah, those components, exactly. That's where our plans come in, and that's where we help out the average the customer. We actually had a customer about a month ago with a 2016 Dodge Caravan, and she came in, sent over a diagnostic report to rebuild the transmission for $5,000. Mm-hmm. So she did have the standard plan, which has a repair limit of $3,000 per claim. So our claims adjuster took a look at that. We ended up sourcing a transmission for her for about $1,500, and then we sent her to one of our repair facilities for about $1,200 to labor to install that transmission. So for us, on our end, we were going to pay that $3,000 repair limit anyways, but we saved her $2,000 out of pocket because her quote was at about $5,000.
Right, and at the end of the day, you say that used transmission did come with a warranty.
Yeah, exactly. So the used transmission that we also source out, they come with their own warranties as well. So at the end of a term, let's just say we do source out one of our own components, and then your term is over with our warranty plans, that component itself is also still covered.
And limitation as far as mileage, for example, people keeping cars a lot longer these days, especially because of COVID and the lack of supply.
Right. So with our standard plan, it's covered for 2 years and it's unlimited miles, unlimited kilometers. With the Works and Works Plus, there is a mileage restriction. On the Works, it's covered for 2 years or 50,000 kilometers, whichever one comes first. And then on the four-year plan, the Works Plus, it's coverage up until 100,000 kilometers or 4 years, whichever one comes first.
So, for example, people who drive a lot more, they're going to get the better coverage. It's going to cost a little bit more, but you're going to get the full package.
Exactly, correct.
And no exclusions. We were talking, some people perhaps, out of work, trying to, supplement their income, they drive Uber.
Right.
You don't have a problem with that?
No, nothing with Uber drivers. But for commercial use vehicles, commercial use vehicles, the pickup trucks, et cetera, we don't cover commercial use, and electric vehicles as well. We are working on designing a plan for electric vehicles, but as of right now, we don't have anything solidified yet.
Okay, well, I don't have one.
I just drive them from time to time, and some of them I enjoy, some of them I don't. But the thing is with EVs, major components are a real issue. Like, can you imagine replacing a battery pack?
Well, that's the thing, and it's also the wait time to get that part in. Right? It's crazy because there's not enough supply.
Speaking of wait time, people are just so used to having their car all the time. For example, if it's a bigger job, it could take a few days to get the parts, a few days to have them installed. What do I drive in the meantime? You have plans that will include rentals as well?
Yeah, so all three of our plans have a towing and courtesy rental allowance built in. So we cover up to 7 days rental coverage and towing if it's approved claim and you need to get the tow. You submit the receipt over with our submission portal and even with your rental receipts and you're covered.
So the rental receipt, there's going to be a, how do you come up with a price on the rental car though?
It's so we cover up to $30 per day.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, cool. So people have transportation.
Yeah, it's easy.
What am I going to do? I have to pick up the kids at 3 o'clock.
You take the bus? No.
My response to that is like, okay, so if you didn't have a warranty, what would you do? Same thing. Like,
you do exactly the same thing.
But you're also paying money out of pocket, right?
That's right. And in this case, you just submit the receipt.
Exactly.
It's taken care of. It's
exactly.
Great.
All right, cool. And I like to think, too, is that the fact that you can take the car to wherever you want. I mean, a lot of people, we tried to enforce this over the years. Some people here questioned the, how honest their the general mechanic was out there, or how there are bad guys. And I said, as in every field. But if you've got a rapport with a guy that you know you trust, he can do that work.
Yeah, no problem at all. We take it to any license repair facility of your choice with all of our plans. So
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Now, they don't cover self-inflicted wounds, though, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Guys taking their car to the racetrack.
There's that, or doing some silly thing. And we were talking about this before. We're heading into winter,
right?
And in this city and other cities in Canada, just potholes develop, and that can cause damage.
Yes, so the suspension components, especially.
Exactly.
Yeah, we categorize those as wear and tear components.
Mm-hmm.
So suspension components. You can't really control if the driver wants to take their vehicle off-roading for a weekend, right? That's obviously going to put a lot more wear and tear on those components.
Of course. Although sometimes you're going off-roading where it wasn't your choice. Okay. Sorry, I applied the brakes, and next thing you know, I'm in the ditch, right?
Right.
That's not kind of the same off-roading. But you have regular insurance anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course.
Your collision insurance should cover something like that.
Taking it off-roading?
No. But paying for example. Yeah. I mean, if you whack the curb badly.
Yes.
Not with me personally.
No, not with you.
Was that from first-hand experience?
Yeah, I was going east on the highway here, and I hit a pothole. In summertime, I have low-profile tires, obviously. And
yeah.
I hit that pothole and cracked my rim, and I submitted a claim I went through the whatever I had to do. I did it, mm-hmm. and they denied the claim. It was actually at night, and I pulled over and I took a picture, and they told me that that was a safety hazard, and then they also told me that they denied the claim.
Oh, you mean you were the safety hazard?
No, what I did to take the picture
in the middle of the highway, that
was a safety hazard.
Right. That's great.
Sorry, my car was broken down. It wasn't like I could drive the car, right? Yeah.
When I first started driving, I did hit a pothole and made a claim to the local municipality, whatever it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did pay for it.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
But that was a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
So different era. That's not going to happen today.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No, I've heard people say, well, I'm just going to go after the city. And I went, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Exactly.
You're not even going to get anybody on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my part of town, with all the construction going on, potholes are like, it doesn't matter what time of year, they just develop. There's new ones every day.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. So what I try to do is not take personal vehicles on certain roads, and then I don't have to worry about it. So
I guess like Mark was saying earlier, it's there's an onus upon the driver of the vehicle to maintain it, right?
Yeah.
100%.
And that's the because, for example, I mean, not to be picky, but if somebody runs out of oil and that can be determined, and that's why your engine failed, that's not going to be a covered item at that point.
100%. We do have our maintenance requirements as well, oil change every 2 years, and customers will say, well, the manufacturer doesn't suggest, they suggest 1 year. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but that works when you have manufacturer's warranty.
Right.
And you have manufacturer's warranty when the vehicle is newer. So the chances of that happening, of the vehicle breaking down, engine going on a newer vehicle, is slim to none.
Right.
So when we are paying for your repairs, here are the requirements for maintenance. And two oil changes a year never hurt anyone.
No, that's not a big deal.
Yeah,
you're looking after your car.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I explained to people, all of a sudden they see a car on the side of the road where a ball joint's let go, and they go, well, it's funny, I didn't feel anything. Well, not until it happened, right?
Well,
but this is why it's important that you got to take your car in and you got to get it checked out.
Yes.
I can't just wait for the light on, or the computer's not going to tell me when I have no oil in my car. No. Like Dave used to say, RTFM. I can't say the F, but
exactly.
Got to read the manual, right?
100%.
And you got to take care of it. You have to be responsible. You're an adult now. Check the damn oil. Fill it up if it needs it. Well, I don't have to worry. I have a warranty. Well, you won't at that point.
That's right.
Sad story. Anyways, we got, who's coming up next?
PC Sean Shapiro, voiceover cop.
Ah, TikTok cop. Is that what they call him?
I don't know. He's very famous on social media.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right, we'll have to get a hold of him, and hopefully he'll answer.
I hope so.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Hamza Hussein from Auto Pair. And joining us on the line is the very famous PC Sean Shapiro. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I did answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, and thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so we've got some big problems in the city. You sent us a note that said 20 pedestrians have been killed this year on the road?
We've had 20 collisions that resulted in fatalities involving pedestrians. We've had a total of 32 fatalities on our roads, and that's just the city of Toronto. So it's up from last year. It's unacceptable, and it's totally unavoidable if people would be following all the rules, you know, not speeding, paying attention to things like driving safely. These are tragic events, but they're inexcusable.
I've noticed myself that there's a bunch of intersections now where you can't turn right on red, and I personally hate those. But I'm wondering are those the type of situations where because I know people don't even slow down anymore. I mean, they just zoom right through the corner.
Yes.
Is that where people are getting hurt?
It's not exclusively there. Obviously, right turns on reds put a position of risk. Because, you know, it's funny. Pedestrian advocates will say that intersections are the most dangerous place. Statistically, that's incorrect. You know, we want to go in well-lit areas with signalized control of the intersection, and it is generally safer. Mid-block, we see a lot of people that are seriously injured or killed at mid-block crossings because drivers aren't paying attention, again, looking for people there. But there's a whole slew of things. And really, the onus is not just on the driver. It's also on the pedestrian. We need to make sure that people are paying attention, ideally if at night, wearing bright or reflective clothing, because although it's the driver's responsibility to be paying attention to, it helps to give them a clue when they're, you know, to draw them away from their cell phones, so which obviously they're not legally allowed to use. So there's a combination of things. And unfortunately, it's not as simple as we'd like it. We can tell people to look left and right before they cross the street, and sometimes they look up from their phones when they cross the street. Recently, we've had a number of elderly people older people who were the victims of those situations. And, you know, they sometimes take longer to cross the road. And, you know, if you enter the intersection late, you don't have as much time to get across the road. That's not blaming them for it, just a reality. There's so many different things, and we just want people to be safe and take advantage of every opportunity to put their safety as a priority.
Yeah, Sean, what I see from time to time, what really sticks out for me, because I'm, you know, I try to pay attention, but it's when people are pedestrians are walking, you know, mid-block where there is no, you know, there's no controlled intersection, there's no pedestrian crossing, and they're not paying attention to traffic. That tends to be, you know, what I notice more. But, you know, was it yesterday or the day before? I was walking the dog and going through a controlled intersection with a crosswalk, and of course a driver is moving their SUV towards me and the dog, and they wonder why I'm upset.
You know, there is a major problem with people who are not yielding for pedestrians. They don't seem to understand that if a pedestrian is legally in the road, you can't cross. And if there's a crossing guard in the intersection, you can't cross that crosswalk until everyone's off the road. There's some basic rules of the road that people don't seem to understand or have decided expired or something like that. For instance, you mentioned turning right on a red. Many drivers I witness daily who don't even slow down for the red light.
Exactly.
And now, the joy is when there's a red light camera, they are getting dinged. And I've heard stories from our enforcement team from the city of Toronto that say that they've seen 4 tickets in one go for one person just rounding the block waiting for somebody who got 4 red light camera tickets in a row for not stopping. So
incredible.
You'd hope that they're getting the message. But that, you know, that's what we're here there. That's what we're there for, is to give tickets to those people, remind them what the right and wrong thing are to do. And when you talk about crossing mid-block, I was driving northbound, I think it was Keele, a couple days ago, and it's in front of a school. A student runs out to halfway, figures they can't go, runs halfway back, then turns around. It looked like a squirrel that got stuck in the intersection. It was horrifying. So we have a lot of people who are making really bad decisions on the road.
This morning I had the radio on, and I heard an advertising, and I thought, really, they need to do that? It was a PSA, and it was about, you know, garbage trucks. What's going on there?
You know, we have the slow down, move over rules in place for police, fire, ambulance, and even tow trucks when they're working the side of the road so they can be safe. But people rarely consider the risk that garbage people are dealing with when they're trying to service your community and pick up the trash. And it's a PSA to try and keep those workers safe because, hey, they deserve to be safe too.
100%. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, are sanitary workers getting picked off? But I guess that must be the case if they decided they have to put ads on the radio to warn people.
Yeah, like my neighborhood, the streets are really narrow.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, anytime there's garbage or recycling collection, it's a problem, and I can see why it's a safety issue.
Yeah. I regularly see people mounting the curbs to drive around them. And I understand that they've got places to go. The best option for them is to leave earlier and have more time. You kind of have to expect that anywhere in Toronto is an hour away from Toronto. And that means that you have to plan for that and expect it.
Oh, I'm like, I tell my wife.
Does that resonate with you, Al?
It does resonate. My wife says, when should we leave? I said, about an hour before. And she said, you think it'll take that long? I said, it can't hurt, you know? And although I have got chastised for being 10 minutes early.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate being late. I hate being late. I was late for a meeting last week because, of course, I had no idea. I hadn't been in the city in a while, and I had no idea there was a marathon going on. And I had to go downtown on whatever it was, Sunday, and I was late. Oh, drive, but there's nothing I could do. And I spoke with one of your colleagues because I got to an intersection. It was controlled, and I said to the officer who was working the intersection, I don't even know what's going on. How do I get downtown? And I had to go way around downtown.
You know, in policing, when I was at the college, they said, early is on time is late, late is unacceptable. So, yeah, I cannot stand being late, but I like being early. I would rather play video games on my phone or catch up with my TikTok than to be a minute late.
Actually, the other sign I saw on my way in this morning, I don't know, for some reason I was looking at roadsides. Distracted driving, it said, on the Gardner, is a 3-day suspension. I didn't realize that.
On your first conviction, on your second, I believe it goes to 7. And there's also, you know, it is one of those things. It is causing more collisions than impaired driving right now. And distraction isn't only triggered by using your cell phone. You can be lost in your head daydreaming, and that can cause a collision. But for the purposes of an offense under the Highway Traffic Act, yeah, $615, I believe. 3-day suspension on your first conviction, not a fun ticket to get, and it's certainly going to cause your insurance to go way, way up.
Right, so you're getting paid. You have to pay now, and then you have to pay later. Horrible.
Pay twice.
So, Sean, how do people find you?
You can go to trafficcop.ca. That'll take you to all my social media for all the podcasts and daily lives. Any way we can help you, reach out and say hello.
Right, and if you think it's a dumb question, Sean will answer it anyways.
He sure will. He sure will. He gets them all the time.
Likely the same question every day, but it's all good.
Sean, drive safe and have a great weekend.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right. We'll be back after the break. We got Hamza here. We got questions about extended warranty. Good to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max with Alan Gelman and our guest Hamza Hussein from Auto Pair. And I got to thank you for joining us. And before we chat, we got to mention that we've got a triangle tire giveaway on davescornergarage.com. You can find the link on our socials or go straight to davescornergarage.com, and we're giving away a set of triangle tires.
Exactly. I mean, we were talking to Mark Sack earlier about tires, and people look at their tires and they maybe think that there's lots of tread there, but there's more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that, and you know, you should be replacing your tires, you know, probably more frequently. I think the average driver doesn't really understand. They're just tires. They're round. They're black. They hold air.
Well, exactly, and you know, people look at them, they see thread there, the tread's there, so they assume they're good. But and by the way, in this triangle contest, you can get all seasons or you can get winters if you like.
Yeah, any passenger tire or light truck.
Yeah, tire. You get four new tires. Your choice. And I think, does it include installation? I'm not sure.
No, because you're out of the business. They used to get you to install them, right, Al?
But it's not a big deal anyways. You're getting free new tires, four new tires. So
yeah,
there you go.
I'd pay for installation, no problem. No problem.
Get them balanced too, eh?
That's helpful.
And then see if they'll throw in plastic bags, because if you're putting winters on, you got to cover up the summer ones, right?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Okay.
You definitely do.
All right. and extended. Now, tires, unfortunately, are not covered by warranty. But, for example, you know, water pump, timing chain, alternator,
timing,
all that.
Timing
all that stuff is covered.
All that is covered, yeah. Those are major mechanical breakdowns. That's what we consider our warranty plan to be. So, yeah, those components are covered.
Here's a random question, because my wife saw this on her social media the other day. Somebody was struggling with their whole infotainment unit went down and the car is out of warranty. Would that be included?
Yeah, so on our more comprehensive plans, the Works and the Works Plus, mm-hmm. We do cover the electronic and high-tech components. So the infotainment system, GPS system, speakers, parking sensors, collision sensors, the whole nine yards.
And yeah, that's the thing with cars today. You saw the car that I was driving. It has systems forever. It probably has 120 ECUs on board that thing.
Yeah.
And you know, when it's out of warranty, that's a real consideration. And it has parking sensors. It'll park itself both parallel and perpendicular. It'll extricate itself from those parking spots as well. It has advanced driver assist, so it's hands off on the freeway. So there's an incredible amount of electronics in modern cars.
Exactly. And on those newer cars as well, those electronic components are the components that tend to go first, right? Before the engine goes on a five-year-old car, you're going to be replacing the sunroof motor or
right.
your parking sensor. So that's why we have that component coverage on those more comprehensive plans that qualify for newer vehicles.
And it's important because those components are used by multiple systems in the car. I had a car years ago, a customer where one of the detectors in the front was gone. And because that sensor was gone, it would not allow you to use the cruise control.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
They all talk to each other. So one, yes. once one goes, the other one starts.
Right, right, right. That's why you know people will call and say, my whole dashboard lit up, okay? Well, because, for example, if one of those sensors goes, well, your ABS is not going to work. Your traction is not going to work.
Exactly.
I recall driving the Alfa Giulia when it was new,
uh-huh.
and I got to my favorite road in Southern California, and the entire dashboard lit up.
Oh,
the car was in limp mode. It wasn't. It didn't respond anymore. It was flat. It was lifeless, and basically said, "You need to stop driving."
That's why we have the exotic class surcharge for the Alfa Romeos.
that's a good reason. and you know what's funny is I have a couple of friends that do have Alfa Giulias,
mm-hmm.
and yes, they've had electronic problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's a given. See, you have experience, and so you know that. Like, you've got experience with that. You know which cars are going to be a little more troublesome.
Right, and we do, but, you know.
But the average Joe doesn't necessarily. I mean, I once asked somebody, why did you happen to pick this car? Because it was a horrible car. And they went, I like the color. Okay?
I was going to say that.
I mean, and that was their research that
yes.
they had done on
yeah,
the vehicle,
right.
you know?
Yeah, I like the blue. The blue paint was pretty.
So that's the thing with us. A lot of our customers are actually in the purchasing process. So they get connected with the warranty specialist.
Uh-huh.
And we tend to go out of our way to help them even make those purchasing decisions when they're asking about reliability of different makes and models.
Mm-hmm.
We have that data. We have that information, right? So
yeah.
we're able to definitely give those tips even before even purchasing the warranty.
Right. Yeah. Are you looking for something reliable or something sexy? You
know? Yeah, we add some flavor to it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing. You have to buy a car right, especially, you know, new cars are one thing, but if you're buying a used car, you have to buy it right. And there's a lot of things you have to do. And there's a lot of people that are able to help you through that process.
Yes, 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 yes. And as a matter of fact, there's a crazy guy. You've probably seen him on YouTube because when I go see your videos there, I see this other guy, Scotty Kilmerhair. He's the guy with the arms flailing all over the place and he's a mechanic. I saw a great one the other day. And what it was all about was, you know, when you have a Carfax report.
Yes.
Because he said, of course, when you're looking to buy used cars, a lot of times they come automatically a Carfax report. And he pointed out on the Carfax report that it talked about they're only responsible for the information that they were able to receive.
Right.
Problem is that a lot of people now, because they don't want to make big insurance claims to affect their insurance, they will pay for repairs out of their pocket. And when they do that, they do not get reported to Carfax.
That's right. And in fact, one of my older cars had a very clean Carfax. Found out that the bumper on it, after a separate collision, was aftermarket. It wasn't the original piece.
And the car's value had dropped by that much money as well.
No, it was this crazy modern market where I still made money on the car.
All right, Hamza, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
What's the website?
Autopair.ca.
All right.
AutoPair.ca.
And $100 off.
$100
using
off.
The
Dave's code 100.
Dave's 100.
Yeah. If you don't know a whole lot about cars, you want to make sure you're protected.
Exactly. Drive with a peace of mind.
I want to thank Mark Zach Anderson, of course, from Wrench Spinner. If you're out in the West End, you need your car fixed, give him a call. He's happy to do it for you. Honest guy. And he does pre-purchase inspections. Again, getting back to the Carfax, very important to get done. Ashley, thank you for joining us. Well, not joining, but actually controlling and keeping the wheels on the bus. They go round and round.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.